Black students in special ed classes are not being served well, right? But the other issue is that we know that, we're calling that out, but what does it look like to make that change and to own that? What we are doing, if we really think about it, is we are creating a system that actually punishes kids for being who they are. We tell them by the age of 11, and I would say for me specifically, my work has been in community as well as in schools. I've seen kids in pre-K and kindergarten be labeled special ed and be pushed into special ed classes that follow them through and understand that we are telling them about who we think they are or how we see them. I'm bringing my lens not just as an educator, not just as a person that's been in community doing this work, but I'm bringing my lens as a mother of a black son. And I want to be clear that this issue that we're talking about is not only in San Francisco, it's not only in public schools, it's permeating throughout our systems, our academic systems, and I just want to own that, because as a mother of a black son at the time of private school, he had the same issues and challenges regardless to what his grades were, how people saw him. Ignoring our black students and putting them in classrooms where schools don't have to see or deal with them, because if we're honest, like, this is about like not wanting to deal with the behaviors or the cultures or the things that we don't understand, and we're moving them out to make it easier to do our jobs, but we're not actually pushing ourselves to do our jobs in the way that needs to be done. Ignoring our black students is why the unemployment rate is what it is in San Francisco and across the nation. San Francisco is the highest disparity in the country. 84% of white people are employed, while only 53% of black San Franciscans are employed, according to the Brookings Institute. Ignoring our black students is why the black homelessness rate is 35% of homelessness, even though black people only make up about 5.5% of San Francisco's population. These things are connected. The decisions we make for our children cast a long shadow over their future, impacting their mobility and the things that they are able to go out into the world and achieve. So when we use terms like institutional and systemic racism, this is what we're talking about. It's not just that one teacher. So we can't come in here and make it about any one individual. This is about a system that predates everybody that's sitting in this room. So we want to deal with black students, or we don't want to understand how black boys specifically are functioning, or the frustration that they deal with. It's not just one administrator. It's not just one individual designed the parameters of special ed curriculum. It's not just that one employer that decides you have to meet a certain level before they hire you. It's not that all of these things work together in a way that pulls our black children out. And everybody talks about this step by step and from cradle to career, ensuring that they can succeed, but we're really continuing to build a system that doesn't support success. By the time they're ready for work, we're being told that they're not ready for work, right? And it's some way their fault that they're not ready for work. At the end of the day, we're making black students feel like they're invisible in the classroom, but I want to say, and this we've heard from the work that we've done across the city, the one thing that we heard when we did a partnership with the school district last year when we did some workshops, we heard from parents and kids alike, black people feel invisible in San Francisco. They feel invisible, they feel unsupported, and lastly, whether we want to own it or not, they feel unwanted. And so when we look around this room and we want to know why we don't see more of the families that we are here to talk about, I want us to understand they don't feel welcome, even in places where we say they are supposed to be. So I'd like to tell you about one important student whose experiences are a part of the reason why we're here today, Mr. Daryl Lester. Under the pseudonym Larry P., Mr. Lester helped expose the pattern and practice of SFUSD disproportionately identifying black students as educably mentally retarded. Quote, through the use of biased IQ tests that pushed them into SPED classes. When I say biased IQ test, I mean there were questions on the test that culturally black students had no exposure to. coupled with the fact that black students were receiving a substandard education at substandard schools before the time they took the test. I want to include a quote from a report on Mr. Lester's case that was done by Lee from KALW. And I want to appreciate Lee. You know, Lee came to talk to me before she did this about, and I want to really call this out, because as a black woman working in the city, sometimes people say to me, you push black issues too much and you talk about black people too much. And I just want to own that I really was appreciative that Lee, who is not black, came to me and said, I really want to talk about what's happening to black students, right? And can you connect me with people who will talk to me? And she didn't stop there, but she kept going. So I just really want to recognize and thank Lee. Can we just give Lee a round of applause for doing that? From Lee's report, once they landed in special ed, the judge wrote, they were doomed to fall farther and farther behind. Because instead of academics, their classes emphasize personal hygiene and grooming, social and emotional adjustment, and basic income and community living skills. The district had presented to special ed system, had presented its special ed system as colorblind, but in his 1979 ruling, the judge made it clear it wasn't. These decisions to place students in special ed without real work plans condemned an entire generation of black people to limited opportunities and outcomes, and this is still happening. We are still limiting the opportunities available to our children. There are teachers in the school district, and I want to be clear, we're not saying all teachers. We're saying there are teachers, right? There are some teachers in the same way that we don't limit and generalize, but there are some teachers who are operating like permit patties and barbecue Beckys in the classroom and calling the police on students. In this case, when they are pushing the students out who they don't want to deal with into special ed. So again, we see phrases like systemic racism and institutional racism. This is a perfect example of what we are talking about. At some point, we have to question whether it's that all of these children are suffering with learning difficulties, or more likely, we have a system or institution that is not meeting our children's needs. So I'm going to stop there, but I just really want to stress the one thing that I just want to make sure of, and this is what I said to Lee. For me, this one-shot deal that's happening here is great, but it's not meant to be a one-shot deal. And so if you are in here tonight and you're committed to making a difference, don't go out of here talking about how great tonight was. Go out of here talking about how tonight propelled you to do something more. And if you're not willing to do that, it does no service to anyone. This tonight is about how do we make people feel welcome? How do we make them feel comfortable going to get the services they need? And how do we make sure that everybody that is in this room is able to help support someone else to become an advocate for themselves? Because I appreciate and respect, I am happy to see the black folks in this room. But there is a whole bunch of black people that are suffering in this system that don't feel comfortable coming into spaces like this, that don't feel comfortable going to the principal's office, that don't feel comfortable, don't even know to call the superintendent's office. So everybody here, you have been deputized to go back and to talk to somebody else and help them along in this journey. Tonight is a beginning, not an end. Thank you.